Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking a first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is, can you, my friend, spare some change? Can you spare some change? Of course, you all know we are in season 5. It's awesome. And also, I'm dedicating this month, March, to Money March. The only thing we're going to be talking about this month is money, and I'm super excited about it, and I hope you are as well. To ask any questions, simply visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. What are we going to be talking about? 3 ways to invest your change. However, before we take the deep dive into the show, I have these 2 questions. Did you do last week's homework? Last week's homework was all about opening and funding your first crypto account. And of course, you know, our sponsor was Binance.us. If you click the link in the show notes, when you checked out the podcast where all great podcasts are heard, you could have actually opened you up an account and you could have got yourself some free crypto. By the way, the link is still live. You can still get some free crypto. But the main thing was opening and funding your crypto account. This is one of the favorite parts of the show for me, is saying our morning mantra. If you hadn't said it, let's say it together today. Say, I, state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by God. Man, I'm ready to go now. If you're not ready to go, that's okay because I'm ready to go. This is today's question. Have you ever invested coins in your change jar? Many prominent psychologists agree that it takes 21 to 30 days to change a bad habit to a good habit. So how long does it take to change dumb money to smart money? Nanoseconds, right? Let's get personal. Every day, financial institutions turn dumb money moves to smart money moves. They move our money in our savings, checking, money market, and certificate of deposit accounts to vehicles that make them richer and wealthier, all without our permission. Can you spare some change? Well, let's go ahead and take the deep dive in today's show. And we're going to be talking about 3 ways to invest your change. This is going to sound a little different today. Although we're talking about money, if I told you that all money starts in your mind and the way you think about money and the way that you view money and the way that you invest money and the way that you spend money, would you believe me? Well, it all starts right up here in your mind. And that is the first way to invest your change. Change your mind about money. Well, let's talk about this for a minute. In your own words, what is money to you? Some people call it cheddar. Some people call it skrilla. Some people call it power. Some people call it access. In fact, it could be all of the above. However, money is nothing more than a tool which allows us to buy products and services that make our lives better. That's all money does. For example, if you wanted to purchase a home, you couldn't just go and purchase the home without money. Oftentimes when people make a home purchase because it's the largest purchase that they'll ever make, they don't do it with cash. They do it with this thing called financing. And specifically, we call it a mortgage. However, it is a financial instrument. And guess what? The amount of financing that you can get for your mortgage is related directly to how much your earnings are on a monthly and annual basis. And they basically qualify you. That's part of your credit worthiness, how much income you make on an annual basis, but they also qualify you based on your credit worthiness. Like, hey, if you have had some type of credit card in the past, if you've had a utility in the past, if you've had a car loan in the past, are you making timely payments? Now, of course, they're going to know all of this because if you're not going to buy a home with cash and you're going to buy it with credit, they're going to do what? Pull your credit report. And that's going to give them a determination of how much of a risk you are if they decide to lend you any money. That is the number one way to invest your change. Change your mind. Here's another one. Some people still to this very day do not bank. They still receive paper checks from their employer or wherever they're getting their checks from, and then they take them to what we call a check cashing place. And when they take them to the check cashing place, they have to pay a fee to cash the check and get cash. It's very inconvenient. However, it's not inconvenient for all the check cashing places because they are literally making millions and billions of dollars in fees. Now, I don't know about you, but it's much more convenient to have direct deposit. Some people don't even have a debit card. They strictly like to use cash. So they'll go to the bank and they go and make a withdrawal and then they go and make a purchase because they do not trust the debit card. Some people, although we have all this technology, hey, here's my smart device. I have my wallet on here and I have several of my credit cards in my wallet. So when I actually go out to make a purchase, I don't have to carry them with me. I don't have to worry about losing my cards because if I lose my phone because everything's backed up, guess what? It's all in the cloud and I can easily just do what? Go in and get a new phone. And at the same time too, I can disable all of those accounts so that no one can actually steal or use my credit. Isn't that amazing? The first way to invest your change is to invest in changing your mind and how you view money, how you spend money, how you use money, how you invest money. Change your mind. Now, it is 2023. And if I told you that some people have never even thought about investing. I didn't say anything about saving because if you listen to the last couple of weeks of our shows, I've been talking about close your savings account and open up an investment account. Some people will not invest in this thing called cryptocurrency. But if I told you that every major financial institution in the entire world is investing in the cryptocurrency space, would you believe me? Because they're providing liquidity to cryptocurrency because they understand that they can actually make money from doing it. Begin to change your mind. That is the number one way to invest your change, is invest in changing your mind. Point number two, change your habits. Habits, if you think about it, is something that you do really without thinking. For example, if you had a poor diet, chances are your cupboard and your refrigerator are probably filled with things that are not healthy. And you have this habit of when you go out shopping for your groceries, you buy all of these unhealthy things, which end up in your cupboard. They end up in your refrigerator and then they end up in your body. And then consequently, what happens is you look at your body and you say to yourself, why am I so unhealthy? Because you have a bad habit of going out to purchase unhealthy groceries, bringing them back and putting them in your cupboard, in your refrigerator, and then consuming them. And you get what we call addicted. So think of a habit as almost like it's second nature, but it's such a second nature that it's almost an addiction. It only takes 21 to 30 days to make a change. But I told you, you can actually do some things in a nanosecond, particularly as it relates to our finances. Some people do not have what I call a financial plan. I didn't say a financial planner. I said a financial plan, also known as a budget. It is just simply a tool that you use, as it tells you when money comes in, where it should go. Most people, like 100% of people, will always come in contact with money at a certain point in their life, whether it's a little bit of money or a lot of money. Now, the question is, what are you going to tell that money to do for you? Like, you do understand that the money, although you work to get money after you obtain the money's supposed to work for you. I would tie it to my lifestyle. What type of lifestyle do I want? And I promise you, you can begin to make this type of lifestyle and create this lifestyle by forming what I call smart money healthy habits. And that starts with knowing what is coming in and what is going out and eliminating everything that doesn't have anything to do with you achieving your financial independence and freedom. Did you hear what I said? Eliminate anything and everything in your financial plan or budget that doesn't have anything to do with you securing your financial independence and freedom. That's point number two. Point number one, invest in your mind. Point number two, ways to invest in your change is changing your habits about money. Point number three, if you can change your mind and you can change your habits, then chances are your actions are going to change. So that's the third way, is to invest your change into changing your actions. For example, all this month is Money March, and I've been talking about what you need to do to make and implement these changes that all of us so desperately need. Do you know I'm always unhacking and unpacking myself? Meaning that I'm always looking to get better. If I find a way, if I find a vehicle that's going to help me to get more freedom, I am going to implement that, and I'm going to do it again and again and again till my mind is changed, until that habit is changed about it, and then it results in some action. And then guess what, my dear friend? The change becomes what I call permanent. And that's when you can take it to the bank. Practically speaking, when your action changes, you'll know, because you will begin to have what? More freedom. You'll be like, what? You literally will begin to have more freedom. This is what happens when you invest your change. So I know you thought, you know, Doug, I thought you were going to be talking about how you can literally change, you know, take the coins out of my coin jar and invest, you know, invest them somewhere. Well, I did. If you've been watching the show, when I've been talking about nothing but Money March, the one thing that I've always talked about is you are your own change. However, sometimes we need a little bit of help. So what are our major takeaways? Well, that's a great question. I'm going to share with you what to take. Enough change will become dollars. It's true. If you have 99 pennies and you add another penny to it, guess what? It becomes a dollar. But this is the deal. When it comes to you, enough change in you will produce enough dollars so that you can secure this elusive thing that has evaded so many human beings called freedom. And you know that I am your personal freedom advisor, and I want you to achieve this elusive thing called freedom like me. Like every day when I get up, and I love sharing this, I don't have to worry about being anywhere or going anywhere or doing anything that I don't want to do or be anywhere that I don't want to be, which is an amazing feeling because I'm a human being. I like to still engage with people and I like to do stuff. And the things that I typically love to do is doing things that get me what? More freedom. So what is your homework for this week? Invest the money in your change jar today. Or you can eliminate jar and just say, invest the money in your change today. In other words, always bet on yourself. Until next time, what I want you to do is continue to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.